There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
Young Reviewer. Young minds, big ideas.
It's the Young Reviewer slot where children and grown-ups alike get to go into their little blanket fort with their colouring books and their colouring pencils and pretend that they don't have to do any adulting. That's why I love Young Reviewer. So just to recap, last week we talked about Nnedi Okorafor's Zara the Windseeker with Young Reviewer Mishka Khan. And while I'm on the subject of Nnedi Okorafor, I wanted to share another series of books that she's written. Consider it Annabelle's recommendation for the day. I don't have a fun fancy sweeper for that, so you just have to imagine the music and the fanfare. I'm going to let you in on a not-so-well-kept secret. Now, I think Isabel might be listening, so basically frequent co-host on Talking of Books, Isabel Abulhall, has never really been the biggest fan of science fiction. And one of the New Year's resolutions that bookworms often have is to read outside of their preferred genre or comfort zone. Isabel is currently reading Nnedi's Binti series and she's really enjoying it, so I thought I'd mention that to anybody looking for a book that's in the sci-fi genre and you don't usually read science fiction, or you do and you want something new on the bookshelf. You can try the Binti trilogy by Nnedi Okorafor. Now, what's it all about, I hear you say? A girl called Binti is the first of the Himba people ever to be offered a place at Umza University, the finest institution of higher learning in the galaxy. But to accept the offer will mean giving up her place in her family to travel between the stars among strangers who do not share her ways or respect her customs. And if that's not hard enough, there's an alien race at war with the people she's going to see, and Umza University has wronged this alien race, so she has to cross deadly space to get to uni. And then when she's there, she has a lot to deal with as well. So for anybody grumpy about having to wake up early in the morning to get to school, just think at least you don't have to battle aliens to get there like Binti. To give you a taste of the book, here's Nnedi reading some of it.
What if an African girl from a traditional family in a part of future Africa is accepted into the finest university in the galaxy, planets away? What if she decides to go? This is an excerpt from my Binti novella trilogy. I powered up the transporter and said a silent prayer. I had no idea what I was going to do if it didn't work. My transporter was cheap, so even a droplet of moisture, or more likely a grain of sand, would cause it to short. It was faulty, and most of the time I had to restart it over and over before it worked. Please not now, please not now, I thought. The transporter shivered in the sand, and I held my breath. Tiny, flat, and black as a prayer stone, it buzzed softly and then slowly rose from the sand. Finally, it produced the baggage-lifting force. I grinned. Now I could make it to the shuttle on time. I swiped Ojitse from my forehead with my index finger and knelt down. Then I touched the finger to the sand, grounding the sweet-smelling red clay into it. Thank you, I whispered. It was a half-mile walk along the dark desert road. With the transporter working, I would make it there on time. Straightening up, I paused and shut my eyes. Now the weight of my entire life was pressing on my shoulders. I was defying the most traditional part of myself for the first time in my entire life. I was leaving in the dead of night, and they had no clue. My 9 siblings, all older than me except for my younger sister and brother, would never see this coming. My parents would never imagine I'd do such a thing in a million years. By the time they all realized what I'd done and where I was going, I'd have left the planet.
That was Nnedi Okorafor reading from her Binti trilogy books, which is my recommendation of the day. Remember, Nnedi is coming to the Literature Festival this year. You can check out her events at emiratelitfest.com. And if her name sounds familiar, that's because her book Who Fears Death is being developed as a TV series for HBO with George R.R. Martin producing.
And now for something completely different.
How many of you read The Wind in the Willows when you were younger and remember Mr. Toad and his terrible driving? Well, he's back with some new adventures from Tom Morehouse.
Tom Morehouse is a strange hybrid being, half children's author and half research ecologist, an entity probably not called an ornithologist. His debut novel, The River Singers, won the 2015 Quality Fiction category of the North Somerset Teachers Book Awards. Its sequel is The Rising. His latest trickster is a retrospective, and no, he won't stop making that joke. In 2016, he gathered fellow authors, Lantana Publishing, and a crowdfunding campaign to create A Wisp of Wisdom, giving Cameroonian children back their stories. stories. In March of last year, his first sequel to The Wind in the Willows, called A Race for Toad Hall, was published, and he's not at all nervous about it. He works for Oxford University and writes for himself.
So there you go, a bit of background on the author there, Tom Morehouse. And now we've got children's fiction champion in general and COO of the Emirates Literature Foundation, Yvette Judge, on the line. Good morning, Yvette.
Good morning, Annabelle. How are you?
I'm all right. How are you?
I'm very good. Thank you very much. I'm just pondering my desert island book, Groundhog Day book that I'd read forever and ever as well.
Have you come to a decision yet?
Do you know what? I think I would choose Lord of the Rings.
Really? There's a lot there to go back to, I suppose.
There's a lot, and I quite like to read it again anyway. I've read it for a long time, so I think there's all sorts of tales you could make up as well as you were reading it, so that's my choice, yeah.
Well done. You've made a proper choice. I'm still on the fence about mine. seeing as you're a guest on the show today, you're allowed to give a shout-out to somebody.
A shout-out to somebody? Do you know what? Okay, there might be a few shout-outs. You should never give me that opportunity, Annabelle. So, my shout-out is to all the school librarians in Dubai, because over last week and for next week, sorry, not Dubai, but the United Arab Emirates, we are travelling around visiting the amazing school librarians who have been shortlisted for School Librarian of the Year. So that's my shout-out.
How long has that process taken?
I don't know, but my hair's gone grey. So we started with the submission in September, and we have then shortlisted from those submissions, and now we are doing the visits for the shortlisted librarians. But I actually choosing the winners is impossible, and I may actually leave the country before that happens, because everyone will go and see, like, oh, wow, that's brilliant. Oh, wow, that's brilliant. Oh, that's even more brilliant. Oh, wasn't it more brilliant? It's hard. And they are so wonderful with what they're doing to encourage children to love reading for pleasure.
Well, that's a bit difficult for you at the moment. That's a difficult decision. But hopefully this is an easy question for you. So do you remember, we're talking about The New Adventures of Mr. Toad today. So introducing a really young audience to Mole, Ratty, Badger, and of course Mr. Toad. Do you remember reading the original to your children?
Do you know, actually, you didn't even climb with that question, Annabelle. I do. The original is a very difficult book to read. It's not, particularly now, I think, one that's that accessible for young children. And that, for me, was one of the magical moments of discovering the importance of reading aloud. I read it to Charlotte when she was probably about six, and would not have been able to read it for herself. Child genius, though, she was. She was absolutely entranced by the language in it, and it's just such a fantastic example of how vocabulary and so on finds its own place and its own meaning by reading those words aloud. So I do remember reading it.
How do you feel about it being updated?
Well, actually, I'm always in two minds about sort of reinventing characters. I love these books. I'm going to say I think Tom Morehouse as the author, Holly Swain as the illustrator, has done a brilliant job, because they've actually reinvented the characters. The illustrations are superb. The quality of the book, which we don't often talk about, is lovely. It's on really good paper, although it's a fairly small paperback. So The New Adventures of Mr. Toad, A Race for Toad Hall, doesn't sort of go back to the original Toad. We have TJ, which is Toad Jr., Mo and Ratty. And they discover Toad Hall. And Toad Hall is now in ruins. So they're poking around the grounds. And they fall into something called the Ice House, which is pre-fridge days, pre-freezer days, where things were kept cool. And literally they kept the ice there to chill food and so on. And in the Ice House is the original Mr. Toad. So he's been locked up there by the Wildwood Industries, which is a shady operation run by the descendants of the original Stoats and Weasels, with whom the original Mr. Toad had his battle. So they're there just in time to release him. And there's all sorts of mayhem that ensues. It's a rollicking good read. That's what I will say about it. And it's a perfect introduction for younger children to read themselves and discover the magic of Mr. Toad. And hopefully then somebody will read to them, or they'll go on to read the original.
Well, Well, one very quick question before we finish up. You said it's a great way of introducing younger children to these stories. What age groups? Because I've got a picture book on my desk at the moment, and I also have a slightly thicker book for older readers as well. So what age has Tom Morehouse written these for?
I would say that The New Adventures of Mr. Toad, particularly the one I've been looking at and talking about, A Race for Toad Horse, I would say that's for age six and up. Six-year-olds, you know, depending on their reading, could probably read it or might need a bit of help. An eight-year-old, it's perfect read. You know, it's fun.
Okay. Well, thank you so much, Yvette, for coming on the show and chatting to us. And I do forgive your many shout-outs. I think it was worth it.
Thanks, Annabelle. Much appreciated.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcast at DubaiEye1038.com.